Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 market podcast. Well, the next few days are promising to be very exciting. It's the election verdict and the bulls are actually in full steam right now. Of course, yesterday we did see some profit taking in the market, but that came after heady gains on the index over the last few days. So just to summarize, you know, the Nifty is up 550 points from the 15th of May. The Bank Nifty is up 1700 points and the market yesterday was just catching its breath after heady gains. The important level to watch now will be the record high of 11,883 that the Nifty hit. And we have seen a lot of money come in from foreign investors in the last few days. So yesterday, FIIs bought almost 1200 crores in the cash market. That means put together, it's almost 3000 crores of buying just from FIIs in the last two trading sessions. All the domestic institutions have been selling. They sold about 1,090 crores in cash yesterday. So the momentum is still very strong ahead of the election verdict. Along with that, global cues have been good. The Dow was up 200 points yesterday. Technology stocks rose after the US eased restrictions on Huawei, and that really uplifted the Dow last evening. Brent crude has also slipped about 0.5% to $71.8 a barrel. So that's always a positive for markets like India. But for our own markets, a couple of stocks to look at today. Tech Mahindra will be in focus after reporting numbers that were below street estimates. The dollar revenue growth was just 0.5% for Tech Mahindra and the EBIT margins have fallen to 15.4% versus 16.1%. Crompton Consumer was also below street estimates. The margins contracted in the durables business and the very weak numbers coming in from Viatech Vabag yesterday. So the revenues were down 35% at 680 crores. While the EBITDA was down about 54% yesterday. KEI Industries was the only one that reported a good performance in all the numbers that came in post-market hours. So in a challenging environment, the cables business for KEI Industries went up 20%. But today is a very big day of earnings, A, because IndusInd Bank is coming out with numbers and that's a stock that has been under a lot of pressure. It generally comes out with numbers in the first part of earnings season. This time, for the first time, it's coming out in the fag end of the earnings season, so maybe there could be some disappointment. The stock is in any case down 20% from the month of April, so that'll be on our radar. Bank of Baroda, Cipla, Cummins, Thermax, Future Consumer, a couple of other stocks that will come out with numbers today. In some other numbers, Bharat Financial also reported a strong set of numbers where the AUM growth was 38% and disbursements went up almost 15%. So that summarizes the list of stocks that you need to keep on your radar. But all in all, tomorrow is a big, big day. It's probably the biggest day for trading in the year, considering it's the election verdict. There could be a lot of volatility. You could, you know, you could burn your fingers both ways. So better to be a bit cautious. Remember, this market has put in a lot of gains ahead of the election verdict. So there is a scope for volatility and disappointment tomorrow. But today, there's still one last day before trading. So all the best. Thanks so much for tuning in to your CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast.